Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another Tuesday teaching tip. Today's is called Preacher Perfectionism. You know what it's like. You've been preparing a lesson, perhaps you're near the end of it, but you just can't, you can't let it go. You can't put it down. You can't stop. You can't just relax. You can't be at peace about it, and you worry and worry in those last few moments before you leave to go to wherever you're going to teach and preach, or perhaps as you arrive and your mind is churning about the things that you think are still to be tidied up, and there's a perfectionism streak in you, and you like that perfectionism streak, perhaps because it makes your sermons better, but also it burdens you. And not only does it burden you in the preparation, but it burdens you in the delivery, because you're still thinking about how the lesson could be improved and should be improved, and how bad it will be if it's not improved, rather than relaxing into and enjoying the delivery and thinking about the content and the purpose and the meaning of what we're talking about. How difficult this is. Now, I faced this myself, and having a procrastination part of my character, which is very strong, I've recognized that at least part of that procrastination and hesitation in finishing things is to do with perfectionism. Perfectionism can paralyze us, and that's so sad when we have something so important to talk about to people who really want to hear it. So what do we do? First of all, we recognize that perfectionism is not a spiritual quality. It sounds spiritual. I want to be just like Jesus, exactly like him. And of course, we want to be more like him. But we're never going to be Jesus in this life, are we? We're still going to need forgiveness till the day we die. That's true in preaching and teaching as much as anything else in the Christian life. And so, although we have verses like Matthew 5:48 going through our mind, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect, we might want to remember that another translation of that word perfect can be complete. Be complete. In other words, be growing. Growing into the likeness of Christ. And I think if I'm becoming more like Christ as preacher, more like Christ as teacher, that's going to have to do, because I'm only where I'm at. I can't be somewhere I'm not, but I can grow and change. Can't you do that too? It takes the pressure off. It's not a super spiritual thing, being a perfectionist. We tend to measure ourselves against who the people we consider to be perfect speakers. Not that there are any such things, but we measure ourselves in that way, and perhaps also we're afraid. We're afraid that people that we're speaking to will judge us according to their ideal of the perfect speaker, and we will be found to come far short of that. But those fears are things that we cannot control. What other people think and what their standards are, that's something that we cannot know and we cannot control. So we need to let those things go as well. Perfectionism, in its essence, is anti-grace. Anti-grace. And how can we preach the gospel of good news and forgiveness if we're holding on to and grasping onto the idea of perfectionism when that's so anti-grace? And perfection is not the same as excellence. Excellence is a different thing. We should be striving for excellence, be the best we can, and produce and deliver the best lesson we can. But excellence is not the same as perfection, because perfection cannot be improved on, whereas excellence can still be improved. If this lesson is excellent, then the next one can be a bit more excellent. It can be still improved further. And so excellence is good. Perfectionism is not. Solutions. What do we do when we're stuck and we are worried about our lesson? Number one, as we talked about, pursue excellence. Just consider that. Do your best to be as excellent as you can in your delivery and your preparation. Be your best. You can't do or be more than that. Pursue excellence. Secondly, remember that your audience are almost certainly thinking positively about you. There may be some mistakes, there may be one or two harsh critics, but the vast majority have turned up because they want to hear what you have to say. So think positively about your audience and don't worry about the minority of critics. Thirdly, make it personal. These people came to hear you. They want to hear from you in all of your imperfection. Only if you are imperfect are you like your audience, who are also imperfect. So be yourself and don't worry about trying to be somebody and something that you are not and cannot be and God has not called you to be. Finally, pray. Bear in mind Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest," says Jesus. Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to him. He'll give you the peace. He'll give you the rest you need so that you can be excellent without worrying about whether you're perfect. Don't worry about that. A couple of other things you may want to bear in mind. This book, The Perfectionist Book by Will van der Hart and Rob Waller, is very helpful. And also the writings of Brené Brown you may find useful in this regard. I hope those are helpful. If you've got any tips of your own for overcoming perfectionism, please email me, mccx@mac.com, or leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording, which, by the way, as you will have noticed, is not perfect. Take care and God bless.